Thursday night, Dvar Halacha. We're continuing last night's din that you have to stand up for an older person, even if he's not an especially big Talmud Chacham. It's interesting the reason that the Chinuch gives. Over 70, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin's over 70, you have to stand up. Now, the Chinuch gives a very interesting reason. Whoever here has attended Chavis HaVavos Shurim will appreciate the Chinuch's reason. He says the reason you have to be Mechaber Talmud Chacham is in the same mitzvah, Reish Nun Zayin, being Mechaber Talmud Chacham. Like, if you think, what do you have to be Mechaber Talmud Chacham for? Because it's, so people would say, because it's Kavodat Torah. It's Kavodat Torah. That's not, the Chinuch says a little differently. He says, because the Talmud Chacham is Makir, the Talmud Chacham is Makir Hashem, and therefore, if people are Mechaber him, it will awaken a desire in them to do the same thing. Leidayas Hashem. Therefore, he says, the mitzvah includes to be mechaber an older person, because he's old, and he has a lot of experience, and he has seen a lot of things in the world, and he has seen, most probably, Hashem's running of the world, and he has seen probably some pretty amazing things in his lifetime. So he also has come to be makir and to know Hashem, only if for no other reason than his experience in life and his years, and therefore it's a mitzvah to be mechaber him as well. That's the chinuch. Very interesting take on it. It's very oiskalten that it's one mitzvah. And then they say the tokum batar de panei zokin. Like this, the way you learn it, it's kovrat teira, kovrat teira. So that means it's like two different mitzvahs. Why should it be included in one mitzvah? One's kovrat teira, and the other one is an older person. But the way the chinuch explains it, it really... The idea of being mechaber Talmud Chacham is because he's a yodeya es Hashem. By knowing Torah, you know Hashem, and the older person also, even if he's not an especially Talmud Chacham, but he knows Hashem poshut because of what he has been through in his life. And therefore you mechaber these people, and therefore, why you mechaber them, says the Chinuch? Because then it awakens a desire in you to also know Hashem, to emulate them. Now, we said yesterday that me'ikr hadin, you have to stand up fully, melo komoso. And what people go like this is really fallacious, even though the asam machroinim that try to be melamed zchus in some way, shape, or form, but really me'ikr hadin, you have to stand up melo komoso, your full height, you have to stand up. Now, the following, I'll just give three or four scenarios where taka the din is, that you only have to go like that. You only have to raise yourself a little. One is if the younger person is a bigger Talmud Chacham, which is already a Hayras Heter, because everybody thinks they're a bigger Talmud Chacham than that guy. So that's already a Limud Zchus on everybody, right there. You don't need any other Limud Zchus. That's number one. Number two is if you're working as an employee, which is kind of strange to us, because we take phone calls and we make phone calls and we take a cup of coffee and we schmooze. Like, why can't you just stand up? But me'ikar adin, you're not supposed to take a cup of coffee and take a phone call and make a phone call and stam schmooze. And you're also not supposed to stand up if you're working for somebody. You have to give them 60 minutes an hour. So a person working for somebody just goes like that and is not supposed to stand up melo komoso. That's the second scenario. The third scenario is if the zokein is molchel, beferish. So Rav Yashiv holds that if he's moichel, you don't even have to go like this. But the consensus of the earlier achronim is that when he's moichel, you do have to make that kima kitzas and still go like that even when he's moichel. That's the third scenario. And the fourth scenario is if you're in the middle of davening, not shmona esrei, in the middle of davening, and it's going to shter your davening. Again, we find that a little strange because we do all sorts of things in the middle of davening. It's like, why can't you just stand up? What's the big deal? But the way you're supposed to daven, then standing up would be a shter. I would imagine in the middle of learning also, and this is Mamish Nogeya, if it'll stare the learning, if it'll interrupt the learning, it'll, like, so then you just go like that. You don't have to stand up. Malo komaso. Again, the din to stand up, I think people make a mistake. It's only if the person comes within yadalat amis. It's not if you're sitting there and he walks in the door, there's no chiyuv kima. It's only if he comes within the dalat amis until he passes by milafonech, until he passes from you.